702, the Midday Report, Monday to Friday,
12 to 1 p.m.
The Gauteng Health Department says it's concerned about a 6% increase in active COVID cases in the province in the space of just 1 week. Last week, Monday, the entire country moving down to level one of lockdown, and Gauteng seen an increase of 1,700 cases in just the last week. But the Department of Health says the surge is over. It's reported 188 more deaths, but says this is due to reporting delays. So where are we at the moment? Professor Shabir Mahdi is a professor of vaccinology at Wits University. Prof, thanks for your time on the Midday Report. The Gauteng Health Department says it's concerned. The National Health Department says the surge is over. Where are we as a country at the moment?
So good afternoon, Mandy. So, Mandy, where we currently are as a country is that we're on a downward trajectory in terms of this current wave of the epidemic, including in Gauteng. But what we can expect to occur is that as people become more complacent with not adhering to the use of non-pharmaceutical interventions, the physical distancing, the wearing of masks, avoiding of overcrowded settings, we can expect an increase in terms of transmission of the virus. So it's not to say that this virus has gone away, either nationally or in Gauteng. The virus is still very much with us. And in all likelihood, we will see a resurgence in terms of an increase in number of cases over the next few months, as people become more complacent with regard to the use of the non-pharmaceutical intervention.
We are seeing some countries going into a second lockdown already. Do you think that would be on the cards for us if we don't check ourselves and start ensuring prevention of a second surge?
Well, I hope not. I think the reason the Northern Hemisphere countries are having a resurgence are very different compared to the reasons or compared to where we are in terms of the epidemic. So in the Northern Hemisphere countries, what happened is that they actually, in a first wave, they went into a lockdown at a time when they peaked in terms of the outbreak. And that lockdown subsequently resulted in a very small percentage of the population being infected, which lends itself to a large number of people remaining susceptible to being infected. So after they went for the summer vacation and came back, there was transmission, there was poor adherence to the non-pharmaceutical interventions, and that's the reason why they're getting a resurgence. The reason we had the waning of the epidemic in Gauteng and in the country is very different compared to the Northern Hemisphere. We probably had a waning in terms of the epidemic because of a significant percentage of our population, probably up to one-third of the adult population, especially in areas that are highly densely populated, having been infected. And that led itself to some sort of herd immunity, but the herd immunity in the context of the use of non-pharmaceutical intervention. So the percentage of the population that are infected right now, unfortunately, is inadequate to sustain that herd immunity if people stop using non-pharmaceutical interventions, and consequently, we will see some sort of a resurgence in terms of infection rate.
Prof, there have been reports that the MAC, the Ministerial Advisory Committee, was disbanded, but then government says, well, it was strengthened, government shifting its response. What is your view on all of that?
Well, it's obviously the prerogative of the minister to decide who he wants to have on his under ministerial advisory committee. It's difficult to tell. Like I said, it's not that this epidemic is over in South Africa. We pretty much have the first wave has pretty much subsided. We probably will get the resurgence. But I think the ministerial advisory committee did require a broader repertoire of expertise, especially in terms of the inclusion of social behavioral scientists.
Professor Shabir Mahdi, Professor of Vaccinology at Wits University, as always, thank you for sharing your knowledge and your insights here on the Midday Report.